Alex, Kim made some comments about how tight the networks are in colleges, where we've got them. People have people in class, people have friends, they have athletics, the Greek system, et cetera. And so I think if they used some of your technology, they would find out that if someone gets sick, literally the entire school would have to be in lockdown. How do you think about the tightness of both networks as it relates to colleges and the challenge we face of selective quarantining?
So we've actually looked at the spread of flu in entire colleges using mobile phone, but we have individual level data, and we can actually ask how often do people come within, you know, 3 feet of each other. And yes, everything gets connected to everything. But what we're doing at MIT is trying to do something I call bubbles and brackets, which is you can self-isolate in space, but you can also isolate in time. So don't do everything at the same time. Allow interaction, but controlled interaction. And you have to then, of course, track who gets sick and how. We've built an interesting system that isn't yet up and going, but hope to be up and going, using the existing Wi-Fi network that helps us control space-time density of interaction. And when somebody gets sick, you can also do contact tracing. Obviously, the contact tracing is not perfect because it's Wi-Fi. But the hope is that you can do enough distancing by looking not only at space but time to get things done. The other thing we do is we have sort of daily monitoring of behavior across the entire Boston area, because universities are not isolated, at least ours isn't. So we have to keep track of where there are outbreaks. Are those people coming to MIT? Something like 25% of the people on the campus are not MIT employees or students. The people servicing things, the people just cutting through, so forth. And so we have quite a while long at building that infrastructure. We'll see. No guarantee that it's going to actually do as well as we hope.